Would it not be prudent if you were a doctor to have a working definition of health? Wouldn't that be a good idea? Would, if you'd like to see a medical professional's head spin, you want to have fun with your MD the next time you're in their office, ask them to define health and then watch them wiggle. Then ask them what a vitamin is and watch them wiggle even more. Naturopathic physicians have a sophisticated definition of health because we actually are in the business of health care. Your medical doctor, by definition, is in the business of sick care, disease management. There's a giant difference between disease management and between health care. If you're practicing health care, you need to know what health is, and well, here it is. It's the ability of a living organism to experience distress, which is negative stress, and remain symptom-free in a state of dynamic equilibrium. We're going to unpack this in a minute. Eustress is positive stress, like exercise. Distress is negative stress, like weather. Now, you know, if it's 0 degrees Fahrenheit and you go outside to shovel the snow from your driveway, you are not going to do that in your bathing suit and flip-flops because the stress of the cold weather could hurt you, could kill you. However, if you bundle up, take the proper precautions, you can sleep on the ice if you want. If you make your body strong enough so that it can handle the stress. This is a very important distinction. We're going to unpack this in a minute. This, by the way, because medical doctors do not practice healthcare and they don't have a working definition of health, it's why you should avoid them. Now, I'm going to give a little tutorial here on what all this means. And give me a minute to organize things here. Just a second. Okay, here we go. As medical doctors, pay attention to pathology and not physiology. And here's what I mean by that. Okay? So, definition of health. The ability to experience negative stress and remain symptom-free. So here's what is meant by that. Life is a great big bowl of stress. There's weather, right? Microbes, aging, chemtrails, bad stuff in the air, bad stuff in the water, bad stuff in the food, emotional stress, financial stress, political stress, all kinds of stress all the time. When stress impacts the system, there are only two possible outcomes. Number one, there go my balloons. If the body's strong enough, the stress bounces off and nothing happens. You're being stressed by stuff all of the time. And you don't get sick. Nothing happens because your body is defending it. However, every once in a while, a stress will be too strong for the system to handle. The stress gets through your defenses, destabilizes the system, and then your system compensates and generates a symptom. According to the definition of health, the only way a symptom can exist is if the system has been destabilized by a stress. So here's what happens, right? The weather changes in the autumn. Your body can't handle it. There's too much crap inside the body, so the body tries to get rid of it to handle the stress. So you become destabilized by the weather change, and you get fever, chills, a runny nose, and stuffed up in a low-grade cough and muscle aches. All the classical symptoms of a flu. These are active symptoms. Then they linger for 3, 4, 5 days. And if you're strong enough, the body self-regulating mechanisms kick into gear. The body reestablishes balance. And then what happens to the symptom? It disappears. Well, where did it go? Did it go to France? No. Your body was generating the symptom as a compensation for being destabilized. And then when the body recovered its balance, the symptom disappeared because That's what happens in the human body. You've recovered your health. You cut your finger. It's red, it's irritated, it's bloody, and it hurts. You got a symptom. You put a Band-Aid on it. 7 days later, the body fixes it and the symptom goes away, right? That's how the body works, or it's supposed to work. However, every once in a while, you get stressed by something, destabilizes the system, you get symptomatic, and then you get stuck. You get stuck. This is why people go to the doctor. You got a tumor, you've got asthma, you've got eczema, you've got something, and it's not going away. So you got to go to the doctor. Now, if you go to a medical doctor, an MD, practicing allopathic medicine, which is founded on reductionistic science, here's what they do, and which focuses exclusively on pathology. You get a medicine to suppress the symptom. You get cortisone cream for the eczema. You get an inhaler for the asthma. The cancerous tumor is surgically removed. It's burned out with radiation, or it's dissolved with chemotherapy. You get pain medication for the arthritic joint. Nothing is fixed. Nothing is fixed because the pathology is not the disease. It is the result of the disease. So what happens when you focus exclusively on the pathology? The symptoms get worse. So you can cut the cancerous tumor out, but it comes back. And it comes back with a vengeance, baby. You can take the pain medicine until you need more pain medicine, until you need more pain medicine, until you need more pain medicine. And then the doctors get scared that they're giving you too much pain medicine, so they cut you off. Now you're addicted to the pain medicine, and you have to find the pain medicine on the street. It's your doctor's fault. Not because your doctor is sadistic, but because your doctor is practicing a system of medicine which is inconsistent with the reality of the human experience. They are children playing with fire, and they're going to burn your goddamn house to the ground. Third leading cause of death, did I hear? Third leading cause of death, did I hear that? Are you with me, Kira? God, I love that movie. Now, every system of holistic medicine in the world, it does not matter what it is, when they see somebody who's symptomatic and stuck, are trained to deliver therapeutics that push the system back into a state of balance. Because what happens when the system is balanced? It's symptom-free. It's healthy again. The symptom's gone. The tumor's gone. The arthritis is gone. The pain is gone. It's gone. It's not suppressed. It's gone. In medical parlance, this phenomenon is referred to as a cure. A cure. Medical industry doesn't like that at all. Here's a book that I published. Hold on. Attempt to cure with holistic medicine. As you can see, it was blocked by Amazon. Can't get it anymore. Attempt to cure. Blocked by Amazon. As bad as you think it is, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is 1,000 times worse. But I digress. So, chiropractors attempt to cure through one method, Ayurvedic through another method, homeopath through another method, naturopath through another method. The goal is the same, to push the system back into a state of balance. Why? Well, again, it's not rocket science. Why are we doing this? Why do we even attempt to do this? Because the human body is inhabited by a spiritual intelligence, which is intelligent. The body is smart. Your body is so smart, it grew itself all by itself from a single cell into you. All by itself. All by itself. And right now, your body is managing billions, with a B, of biochemical reactions, all of which are outside of your conscious control. Your body is smart. It knows how to fix itself. It wants to fix itself. It is trying to fix itself. It knows how to stay healthy, but when it gets stuck, it needs our help. So this is why every holistic practitioner in the world gets out of bed in the morning and goes to work, because we know these things to be true. The body knows how to fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body's trying to fix itself. So it then therefore becomes our sacred obligation to develop and deliver therapeutics that support the body's ability to fix itself. We don't have to micromanage the body with CT scans and MRIs. And by the way, the focus on pathology that the reductionistic allopath brings to the table is why you're lucky if you spend 5 minutes with your medical doctor, because they are not concerned with your subjective symptoms. They are only concerned with the pathology. They are not concerned with your physiology. They are only concerned with the pathology. So they need to see the lab results. They need to see the CT and the MRI and the ultrasound and the X-ray. They need to know, well, what your blood pressure is and what your pulse is. They don't need to even see you. I mean, and in the future, you know what medicine's going to look like unless there's a change? You're going to be sick. You're going to go to a medical clinic. You're going to scan your insurance card. You're going to get on a conveyor belt. Along the conveyor belt, there's going to be a machine that draws your blood. There's going to be a machine that takes your pulse. There's going to be a machine that takes your blood pressure. There's going to be a machine that measures your height, your weight, and they'll know your age from the card. Then maybe they'll need a urine sample. Maybe they'll need a poop sample, but if they do, that'll all be handled on the conveyor belt. And then the samples go into the machine, it's all analyzed. And the machine, at the end of the machine, it spits out pharmaceuticals that with instructions for how to take them. That's what reductionistic medicine brings to the table for chronic disease. It is a laughing, juvenile crap show. But I digress. So I need a drink of water.